We had two Corolla brothers here. And this year, we're happy to have three. These fellows are from Washington County, South Strabane Township. And I remember them quite two of them quite well. Tony was not here the last time around. He's playing drums. Dom is playing keyboards. And you're going to hear Vince starting off with clarinet on this song. I'm not sure if he's going to be playing other instruments or not. We'll find out as we talk. Please welcome the Corolla Brothers. Sleighride from the Corolla Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to turn, I was going to turn to clarinetist Vince, but I'm going to start with Dom while Vince just cools his chops there for a minute after playing the clarinet on Sleighride. Dom was on keys, and you guys just play remarkably well together. How long have you played as a trio? Is it
2-3 years?
And how long have you been playing keys now, Don?
Oh, about 10 years. Classically, yeah. Too. So.
And you're 19 now. And are you in school these days? Or?
Well, I study privately with Dr. Israel Kremen.
Mm-hmm.
So I composition and piano.
Well, that's go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jazz on the side, really. It's a hobby, kind of.
So what is your primary musical interest?
Composition.
I see. And have you been able to write some things? Can you tell me a little bit about what you've done?
Yeah, well, I attended City Music Center. It's an undergraduate program at Duquesne. And I had some of my own pieces performed there by the string ensemble. And I performed my piano sonata. This past May, I had a work performed by the South Hills Junior Orchestra under the direction of Paul Fox. And coming up next year sometime, the Washington Symphony Orchestra will hopefully premiere one of my works.
That's got to be really exciting to hear a symphony do something that you created. So you've scored these all throughout. Do you work with the conductor to help him get the sound that you had in mind?
Yes, that's quite an interesting process to be able to.
Yeah, can you describe that a little bit?
Well, the conductor usually has ideas for the piece himself or herself, and it's kind of like you never know how the piece is going to sound because it's interpreted differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good not to, I'm not too strict on how I want it to sound. I like to hear the different interpretations. So it's just more like collaborating together.
Yeah, there's a real collaborative process that people mm-hmm. probably don't think about. In terms of you want the musicians and the conductor to have some feeling in what they're actually doing.
Correct.
So they have to have some input into it. Let's turn to Vince after the next song, since I want to be sure. I'm trying to remember, we've got a total of 4 today. Is that what we were talking about?
Yes.
So we've got, I think, is it the one I see up there on the that you've got the music up
That's
for?
That's number 3.
That's number 3. Yeah. What's next then? Oh, okay. The next one is from the book that Vincent, I was talking earlier, that Vincent has this terrific book called 12 Christmas Classics for Guitar. Here in Washington, PA, you've got somebody that has a book that's now available internationally of 12 Christmas Classics for Guitar. We're proud of you. Your brothers really look proud. Vincent, what will you be playing?
I will be playing a medley from that book. So,
terrific. So these are some of the 12 songs that you can hear. See, so pay attention and see if you can identify the songs. I'm going to do the same thing as he plays them. We'll see, because most of these songs are ones you've probably heard before, although done a little differently. So here, a guitar solo now from Vincent Carolla.
Thank you.
Vincent Carolla playing a medley of songs from This Holy Night, the book available with a CD in it too that not only gives you samples but also lets you do some things in software to help learn to play these arrangements. I tried to. I was too engrossed in your technique to remember all the songs. I stopped taking notes, but I think I heard Angel, or no, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Sing was in there, and what other songs were in that medley?
The first one was one I wrote called Christmas Again.
Uh huh.
The second one was Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The third one was Ave Maria, and the last one was Joy to the World.
Okay, yeah, the Christmas again. I liked, and as I was listening to it, I was thinking, I can't place this. I'm not sure what this is. That I was wondering if it was an original or not. When did you write that?
I was probably in 2009, so 2 years ago. Yeah.
It's got to be, you're 17. Where are you school-wise now? Are you?
I'm a senior. So this
okay.
Is,
and you're, what school do you go to?
Well, I'm homeschooled.
Homeschooled? Okay, so do you know what you'll be doing after your senior year?
I'm not sure right now. I could go to music. Might go into music school or maybe something with medicine is another interest. So I'm not sure.
Well,
still deciding.
Yeah, it's good to keep your options open, I think. Tell me about the process of getting this published. It had to be just amazing for you to learn about its publication.
It was long. That's what I remember about it. It started 2 years ago, and I arranged, and I started in February. So I remember that because that's when we had that big snow and the power went out in the middle of my arranging. So that was the first one. I got those done, I think, by the summertime. I recorded the CD in end of summer, early, you know, fall. And then I turned it in to Alfred, and I waited. I waited a while, and I kept nagging them. And eventually they said they would go ahead with it.
So this work that you worked on in February of 2010 – and then summer, right? And
well, February 2009.
2009. Wow.
Right.
Okay. And then you were done and submitted to them by summer of 2009?
Yes, by the end of the summer. Yeah.
So you had to wait a couple years for them. Is that right? Because this came out only very recently.
Right.
Wow.
I had to wait, yes.
What a lot of patience. Well, congratulations. And it's what an honor for you to have that happen. If you're just joining us, you're listening to our Youth Expression Showcase. We do have Slim Forsyth coming up in a little bit. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Today's high 30, tomorrow's 35, low overnight 17, clear pretty much throughout with the exception of a 20% chance of snow showers in Clarion and Indiana. Temperatures now ranging from 26 to 28 degrees. The next song is one I know you'll recognize. Once again, the Carolla Brothers. The Corolla Brothers playing. Do you like the name, the Corolla Brothers? Is that okay? Or because we didn't talk about
That's fine.
Beforehand, I think it suits you very well. Slim Forsythe is going to be playing very soon. There's one more song, and then we're going to do a quick set change, and Slim will be with us. Hello to Steve and Cindy, who I saw out there, and hello to the parents of the Corolla Brothers. And hello to Tony Corolla, who I can see him around that symbol that's in between us. That's good, Tony. It's nice to have you guys playing, and you're playing really tastefully. It's, I think in jazz drumming, a lot of it is what you're not playing as well as what you are playing. It's actually true in a lot of parts of life. But how long have you been playing drums?
Well, I kind of started drums right along with the band. They wanted a drummer, so I took up the cause.
Well, that's great. Do you play any other instruments?
Yes, I play piano. Dom teaches me piano, and then I play flute, too.
Well, that's great. Are you homeschooled as well?
Yes.
Well, terrific. One thing I didn't get a chance to ask any of you is if you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody. I just mentioned your parents a few moments ago, but this is our chance to make sure we do that.
My teacher, Dr. Israel Kremen, isn't listening now, but he probably will be later, so I'll say hello to him for the future.
Well, hello from Dom. And then Vince, Tony, anybody?
Yeah, I'll say hello to my first guitar teacher, Pat Maxson.
Great. And anybody, Tony, you'd like to acknowledge?
No, I can't.
I'm putting you on the spot, but that's fine. And it's always great to see how much pride your parents have in your playing. I hope you'll come back. And you've got one to finish up with. And our thanks again to you, the Corolla Brothers.
Thank you.
The Corolla Brothers, thank you guys. What a great performance from Vincent and Tony and Dominic. Continued good luck and come back see us soon.